This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We want to know what's on your mind. That's why it's the name of the show. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. What's on your mind? Email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're practicing gratitude for our fine sponsors this Christmas week. They include our friends at High Plains Apache. They're not just some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about because of that Apache sprayer. Built like no other. Incredible warranty. Great resale value. Better bang for your buck. They also have the ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache, meaning you can get 50,000 sprayer parts for whatever you need for all your ag application parts. In Mandan, across from Bonanza. In Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, I-29. High Plains Apache, online at highplainsapache.com. Your guest host for the week, Gary Emanuth, is back. Gary's an entrepreneur. He's a former Republican Party chairman in North Dakota. His son, Austin Emanuth, producing as well this week. Gary, take it away.
Scott, thanks, Scott. It's good to be having the chance to host this week. Austin's in studio with me, along with Radio God Todd Mitchell. So, Todd, thanks for coming in this morning. I reckon your vacation.
Good to be here.
I appreciate you coming in, getting stuck in all.
Mother Nature wrecked the vacation. I should know better than to try to take time off. So, it's late December in North Dakota. That's
do you lose this vacation now, or do you get the? You do that.
No, as soon as place, you can change the policy.
See, that's a good idea. I think we might find about $20 million.
Is that all it takes?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it takes a lot more than that, but
he can put it on his card.
So we had this morning, Todd, Austin and I were able to come in with heat and actually a windshield, so I didn't have to use
Austin. I admired that limousine you guys rode in yesterday. I mean, that was pure North Dakota. I sent that to all our corporate people, too. I said, this is how devoted we are when we have a guest host fill in. He still finds his way to K-Fire. Well, it doesn't matter, neither rain or sleet nor snow, blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know, after doing the show from my cell phone on Monday, which I'd never done, I was very nervous over that. But actually, that didn't come off.
Come on now, Craftsman does not blame his tools. You know, you just plow through it and do it. I was just glad I was able to get here because I've got a big enough truck; it shouldn't be a problem. But it wasn't just fluffy snow; it was that really heavy, you know, freezing rain snow. So I ended up kind of packing it underneath my truck as I was going because Rosser wasn't plowed, and then eventually got stuck right in the middle of the street.
So who pulled you out? Any help?
The city of Bismarck loaned some chains to a friend of mine who was trying to pull me out, but we broke his tow rope. When you break a tow rope, getting somebody out.
Well, I'm going to give you a chance to thank a commissioner here shortly who's joining us in studio.
Yeah.
But before we do, Austin, was the ride a little better this morning than yesterday?
Yeah, no, it's the air conditioning was working yesterday, and the heat's working today, so, you know, I was going to make a comment here. Yesterday, Gary thought it was a good idea to go to the grocery store and pick up some milk, too, so, you know, we...
Well, as long as you're out.
Yeah,
am I stopping right, by the store on your way home?
I have to admit, we were out of wine, too. It was probably more bottle of wine than it was milk.
Well, your own son isn't going to tell that story. Position you as an alcoholic or something.
It's the holidays.
So that's the real reason you guys showed up yesterday. You had to go get wine anyway. We'll swing by and do a two-hour radio show. There you go.
With a little chilly going back. So this morning, our guest this morning is going to be City Commissioner Steve Marquardt, who's joining us in studio. We're going to be having Carol Sovag, a professor from University of Mary, talking about the business program of Gary Thorelson Center. So we're looking forward to talking about that and what's going on at U of Mary. Then, of course, Congressman Kramer, as usual, is Wednesday Town Hall. We're going to be wanting you to call in. If you've got questions for Commissioner Marquardt, 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550, or you can send us an email at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So, good morning, Steve. Welcome to the show.
morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. I think Todd's got a thank you he needs to officially give someone to actually get the listeners on.
I mean, I didn't think you'd want me to call specifically you at 4 a.m., so I did call the central command thing, but we do have a good road crew in the city of Bismarck. And I know a few people got a little frustrated when you guys, when the plows had to get pulled, but let's face it, it was kind of one of those situations where you don't want somebody out there stranded, no heat and stuff.
Exactly.
And they did exactly what they had to do.
Right. And, that's one thing that, we go through as far as the different protocols and policies in place that, depending on the weather, wind is a big thing. When we give those warnings to emergency warnings not to be out on the streets, we would hope that people do take that into consideration. We know that we have our emergency routes that we try and keep clear to make sure that we have people that can get to the hospitals and stuff. But when it gets so bad like it had in this last storm here again, and not all the snow being able to be removed from the first one, it just made matters worse. So, that's one thing that our crews try and do is, and they've been working 24/7. So it's just been unbelievable the amount of time that they've put in to try and keep our city open. But, with our North Dakota winds, that's, like I said, that's tough to do. So, when we decided to pull those crews off, basically what happened then is we, set those crews at the fire stations to make sure that we have our emergency vehicles are able to get to wherever they need to get to. That's our policy as of this time. So,
as well, it should be.
Yes. So, Steve, you end up having to, with the graders getting stuck and just working with payloaders. And so for a listener out there that is struggling in the crisis, whether it's in the future, whatever, what they call 911 first? Is that the first thing they do is from the city and then the police dispatch work it into the city? Because sometimes neighborhoods you can't even hardly get into yet, even this morning, right? So is that the process, the 911?
Yep, dial 911 and dispatch will take care of that. And then we'll get our crews out ahead of the fire trucks, ambulance, and police. So
what is the status, Steve, this morning in the roads for listeners out there as they deal with getting around Bismarck and what would be the state of the roads in Bismarck today?
Depending on who you ask, they're crummy in some areas. I'm not going to lie. Basically, our reds and yellows are pretty much done. We haven't widened them out, but they're passable. We're going to start last night getting into some of the residential areas. We have had this year, well, not this year, but this storm, we hired private contractors to come in and help us with our snow removal. But that's where we're shooting at.
It's ironic. Right, this is Gary who's asking that. The city emailed us to let us know the no travel advisory has been lifted. They literally, just as you were asking that question, the email, I thought, well, that's timely.
And Steve, when you say yellow and red and yellow routes, how does a citizen in Bismarck find out what the red and yellow routes are?
Basically, any information as far as anything to do with the city, get onto the our website the city's website, and they can check all the road conditions. They can, there's maps on there as far as which are reds and yellows, basically arterials, and primaries and secondary streets, and then residential. So
the red and yellows are pretty good right now, and then now the direction will be moving towards those neighborhoods to begin cleaning that.
As of this morning, Jeff Hines had given me a call and said reds and yellows were done and getting into the residentials as of late last night.
So what I'm wondering is, when it comes to neighborhoods, there's a lot to do. So who gets to be the first neighborhood to go to? Do they all call in and say, my neighborhood's most important? Or do you go where there's doctors who need to get to work? Or is it just kind of a chart? You just kind of, by protocol, just go to the neighborhoods?
Basically, there's different road crews, and we'll send them into the different neighborhoods just to try and I wouldn't say that there's some that are, I would say, probably since we've hired the contractors to handle the north side, that's where a lot of the, snow has, with the wind, has blocked a lot of those streets. We're handling a lot of that, and we're handling a lot of the downtown areas, 3rd and 4th. I drove through yesterday just kind of to get an idea what those streets look like when I drove on Main, and you look up on those secondary streets, or some of those are primaries. Just unbelievable the amount of lack of snow removal, but then you could see all the different cars that were parked along the side. So You know, that's one thing that, and we might be discussing this a little bit more. We had to cancel our commission meeting on Tuesday, and we're having that Thursday night. Jeff will give us an update then. But, you know, that's one thing, like I had mentioned earlier, you know, if we send out an emergency and no travel advice, you know, we hope that people would heed that because, and moving the vehicles off the side of the road, that's the biggest thing. And we still, you know, see some of the, from the first snow, some vehicles that are still alongside the road. So, you know, like I said, we'll be discussing policy on that.
Well, one of the questions I'm going to have, we're going to go to the break here shortly, but if I'm, and we'll lead with that question when we come back from the break, is so if I drove through town and you see these cars buried in snow where the plows go through or the payloaders, and what should I do? So I'm going to hold that thought because that's too much more than I'm going to shovel. I'm going to have a heart attack if I have to go out and reshovel that. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to come back and talk about sales tax downtown Bismarck, what's going on. Maybe I'm talking a little about TIF districts. So stay with us. Steve Marquardt here in the studio with me, Gary. What's on your mind?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean farmers plan to attend the annual North Dakota Soybean Expo Tuesday, February 7th at the Holiday Inn. Back again this year for Expo will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report. A panel of leading and in-demand market analysis will be joining us, and the session will be moderated by John Phipps. Speaker Pamela Ronald, Professor at UC Davis, will bring a uniquely balanced global perspective on the history of agriculture genetics, challenges facing agriculture today, and the promises, limitations, and sustainability of various technologies. And Chip Flory of Farm Journal Media will provide an update on what's driving prices and the key factors that will drive prices ahead of the growing season. Chip will discuss the risk management strategies farmers should consider. Be sure to join us on February 7th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Pre-registration is encouraged. Log on to ndsoybean.org to find the pre-registration web link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO 1090 Tioga, KLTC 1460 Dickinson, or on that iHeart radio app, wherever you're listening. Thank you. We appreciate it very much. We really do. Glad you're there. Glad you're listening. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. You've heard me talk about MyPillow. One of the things I love about it is Mike Lindell, his story. the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. He's living the American dream. Getting clean from addiction after more than 20 years is part of his story. Getting the idea for MyPillow one night in a dream is part of his story. His family making pillows at night while he's out selling them during the day at different fairs, including right here in North Dakota. Another great part of Michael Lindell's story. Now, more than 25 million pillows sold. Incredible. Well, his story is all of that and more. And don't take my word for it. Tune in to the world premiere of Michael Lindell, An American Dream, RFD TV, 9 p.m. Central, December 29th. Check your local listings to find RFD TV, but you'll love it. And of course, if you call MyPillow, you get that twofer, fourfer. You get that incredible deal that I've been telling about it all. Twofers is two premium pillows. Twofer is the travel pillow. So four in all, a savings of $179. That deal's still going at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or by calling 800-506-9028. Back to more of What's on Your Mind now with my guest host, Gary Aminoff. Gary?
Thanks, Scott. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We have in studio with us Steve Marquardt, City Commissioner from Bismarck. We were just talking before we went to the break, the question about my car's parked on the side of the road and maybe it's even stranded, but it's buried with snow, Steve. What do I do? I mean, that's a lot of shoveling sometimes, so what should a citizen do to do that? Because there's a lot of them out there right now.
There he is. Unfortunately, sometimes with your vehicles that are parked on the side, the city crews don't have time to, be able to knock that, away from there. So, unfortunately, have to have some friends or, try and shovel that the best that you can. One thing that, what's possibly going to happen here is once we get all of the residential streets done, once we go in and start widening it, then, the private contractors will possibly come through and then, take out a little bit of the driveways and get in and out to help alleviate with some of the shoveling as far as on the driveway. But as far as vehicles that are alongside the road,
That's really your responsibility as a citizen.
Yeah.
Now, Steve, we got a caller, Eileen from Bismarck, has a question on street parking. Eileen, do you have a question, please?
I do on the street cleanup. We live on Portage Drive, and it seems like they open Overlook and they open Hackberry and leave a good ridge, and Portage seems to always be last. Now, we have not been plowed out yet. Do they have a plan? I mean, are we always last on the list? It seems like it.
Well, good, Steve. That's a good question. I'll have to take a look into that and see. I know that they've got their maps that they do, but I would encourage you just, if there hasn't been anything done yet, is we field a lot of calls, at Public Works. I'd say if we can just give them a call and say, hey, something's, you haven't gone by through my street yet. Are you planning on it or what's the time frame? So usually we try not to leave everything. What was that?
I did call this morning, but it seemed like, the gal that answered the phone didn't have any information.
Yeah, and that's, unfortunately, we're got all of our crews out there, and we know your street does exist, so we will be by there. I can make a phone call afterwards here.
I'm hoping today, because I have a doctor's appointment, so I'm hoping today that we can, get out.
Sounds good. You bet. Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen. I guess, Steve, you could give me your cell phone and I can put it all on the air. I'm kind of famous for giving out cell phones. I shouldn't. I'm kidding. But
yeah, we give out mine all the time.
So, Steve, I'd like to shift here a little bit, talk a little bit about downtown. If any callers want to give us a call, it's 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550 for questions for Steve. Steve is a city commissioner. Bismarck has had a little raucous going back and forth downtown. There's a sales tax that the mayor was, promoting for a while. There's the project downtown that has been proposed, which is passed the TIF district, 5th South. I think that's what it's called, 5 South.
5 South.
Walk me through a little bit of what you, I know you're, I think you're part of a committee, an infrastructure task force. Is that related to Bismarck's development long term? And what's kind of going on in the city of Bismarck that's important for the citizens to hear with some of these infrastructure task force spendings projects?
I'll handle the task force question first. Basically, earlier this summer, our early fall, we the mayor had come out with, you know, we have infrastructure issues, and the mayor had come out with proposed 1 cent sales tax to help with some of that infrastructure. Once we got visiting about it and discussing it at the commission table, we kind of needed some more information on what that looks like. So that's basically what happens with this task force that I'm the head of, and the co-chair is Commissioner O'Ban. And, we have basically the head of the Retailers Association, the HBA, Brian Ritter with the, drawing a blank, but I mean, we got the chamber also chamber, involved. Yeah. So, I mean, basically what we're looking at is, you know, our infrastructure needs and how we're planning on paying for them. Some people think that we don't have any money to be able to pay for some of that. And we're kind of looking at, you know, different options, or if there is any out there. Do we do a 1 cent sales tax? Is there a combination of different things that we're going to do, you know, with the federal monies that we basically don't get anymore? Of course, with the new administration, you know, who knows what that's going to look like. So basically we're trying to get all that kind of hammered out. The mayor gave us a March deadline to come up with a plan. And
that's pretty close. That's close by. So
it is very close by.
2017 March.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been meeting about every 2 weeks. And, they've been very good meetings and, you know, getting some stuff narrowed down and see what that infrastructure looks like. But it's just going to be our major arterials that we're going to be discussing. And, you know, basically the first few meetings is how stuff gets paid for, where the money's coming from. And what we're trying to find is a sustainable source to pay for those. You know, one thing that, when I ran, you know, because that's roughly when the mayor had proposed that 1 cent sales taxes during the election. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's one thing that I was against the 1 cent sales tax just in general, unless it sunsetted, is basically what a lot of people that.
That's a frustration for a lot of people. These sales taxes go in, the purpose has been solved, but they just keep it rolling on. Oh, yeah, well, that's for more development downtown, and that's our slush fund to spend, and that's what frustrates a lot of taxpayers.
Right. And basically, you know, I'm still against the 1 cent sales tax unless, basically, if it would sunset. But like I said, the task force, we're taking a look at everything. Everything's on the table, and then we'll work from there.
We got one quick question, Commissioner Mike from Bismarck on street cleaning. Mike, quick question.
I was calling. I lived in Fargo in 96, 97 when we had all the snow up by the college area, and one of the things they did there as a suggestion was.
Mike, I'll have to hold you over to the break. We're going to the break. If you want to stay with us, we'll bring you back a comment after the question, so stay with us.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost.
Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they can help make it possible for you to move forward. They now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. Now, that is a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can be $8,000 and more higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do at UMary. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part-time or full-time options are available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with my guest host today, Gary Emina. Gary?
Thanks, Scott. We've been talking to City Commissioner Steve Marquardt. We have Mike on the phone. Mike, go ahead. You had a comment about the roads before we go to our next guest.
Yeah, like I was saying, I lived in Fargo in 96, 97 when there was just a ton of snow up by the college area, older part of town. And one of the things they did there was Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, it was you could park on North South Street, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, Saturdays, you know, East West Streets. I see them downtown Bismarck, you know, on some of the snow emergency routes, but maybe just a suggestion or something to help out with, you know, especially the older parts of town here where they don't have the driveways and such.
Steve, any comment? Sounds good.
And that's, you know, I wouldn't say that sounds good. You know, something that we can definitely take a look at. You know, like I said, you know, one thing is just that, you know, when we have that announcement out there, you know, hopefully that they can get those cars off the streets to be able to have our crews be able to get through there. But no, that's a very good comment.
Mike, thanks for the comment. And Commissioner, one last question before you go. We had a someone text in here. What happens when the when I clean the roads and my sidewalk, and then the city comes by and cleans it, and then all of a sudden that snow, then now I have a 4-foot bunch of snow back on my sidewalk that I just cleaned, and I'm mad. What can you do about it? What's the city's position on that?
Well, I'd have to visit with Jeff Hines for sure. But, I mean, as far as that, you know, we're trying to get the streets and stuff clear, and I understand the sidewalks. Basically, you know, unfortunately, we're, you know, just going to have to go back in and clean it. As far as my thoughts, I had to go in and clean mine after, you know, the plows come through. But we're trying to get the city streets cleaned so we're able to have traffic go through and have commerce and be able to get to where we need to go. So I understand the sidewalk issue, and it always comes up, but you know, unfortunately, go back in there and clean it up. But you know, that's a discussion that we can have on Tuesday at our commission.
What about chains? Can you use chains at all in town? Someone just texted us and asked us that.
Good question. I don't know for sure. Preferably not. You know, usually we don't sell a whole lot of chains in my other line of work. Yep. You know, as far as in the egg industry you do, but then you're not on concrete and asphalt. Yeah. So, I mean, you can wreck asphalt and concrete with chains.
Well, maybe if you could get us that answer, and we'll just announce it, if that's fine. If the answer is no or yes, maybe the caller that wanted to find out about it, we can maybe give an answer, point of information.
Yep, not a problem. Thank you.
We've been talking to Steve Marquardt, the city commissioner from Bismarck, North Dakota. Steve, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us this morning.
Thank you, Gary, and I appreciate it very much. And stay safe and warm, and we're out and about. We're moving the snow. So.
Well, thank you very much. We're here today in a warm vehicle because you did your part. So thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Steve. We're now going to shift to our guest. We have a gentleman that's a professor from University of Mary, Carl Sovak, who works with the Gary Thurlson School of Business. Carl, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm great. Carl, thank you for taking time out of your holiday season to join us. I always like to feature you and Mary, one of our great partners in the city of Bismarck, and doing a great job educating our students in Bismarck, Mandan, all across the state, and obviously a premier private college in the upper Midwest. And so I always think it's great to do it. And I kind of come from business. And so I kind of thought it'd be good to have someone chat a little bit about Gary Thurlson School of Business a little bit. But before we do, Carl, give us a little bit about yourself so listeners know who you are and what you do at U of Mary.
Sure. Well, I originally grew up in Ohio and came out to North Dakota through the Air Force. So I served 4 years at Minot Air Force Base. And I happened to come down to Bismarck at the University of Mary in 2005. So I have the background. I was in industry, business and industry for 22 years, and thought that I would lend my expertise to the classroom, and the University of Mary was a great fit for me. And I get to teach marketing and management. Those are the two specialties. Also get involved in the startup community. So Start Bismarck, 1 Million Cups. Got involved with the Idea Center with Dewey Teets many, many years ago. So that's the expertise and experience that I bring to the University of Mary. And you're right. We appreciate you having us on and allowing us to showcase what we do for the communities.
Carl, when you think of the Gary Thurlson School of Business, what a tremendous entrepreneur he was, being one of the largest hotel chain owners in America, and you named a business school after him. What are some of the objectives that you want to instill, or that's part of what the Gary Thurlson School of Business is all about for anyone out there who's thinking of in business or wants to be a part of furthering their education? Talk to me a little bit about the School of Business.
Well, you know, the whole thing about the School of Business is it's the formation of the whole person. So we're not just concerned about teaching them the skills, although, you know, we want to do that, and we want to do it in a quality manner. But we want them to be good, moral, conscious, virtuous leaders when they get out into the communities and the businesses that they're going to serve. And Gary just happened to be out on campus a few weeks ago, and he was able to visit with a few of the students and the faculty. And we really instill, he always talks about stick to your knitting, those things that you know how to do well. And what we want to do is help our students uncover what their passions are, give them the skill sets that they need to be successful in their careers. And then just sit back and watch them go. You know, Sister Thomas always says the measure of our success as faculty is the success of our students. And so we want to put out a quality student. We want the business community to be proud. We want, when those resumes get on somebody's desk that says the University of Mary, they tend to rise to the top because they know they come with a good, strong moral compass. And that's really what we're all about is developing those strong leaders with moral courage to in the service of truth.
You kind of speak to that business can be a force for good. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's just that there's more to business than making a profit, and we have a lot of social ills that are needed to be taken care of, and simply providing jobs is not what we see as a business leader. And so we work with the business leaders in the communities that we serve. And we ask them, what is it that you want our students to possess? And they tell us, you know, good critical thinking skills, good communication skills. And so we say, that's fine. You can embed them into your business and teach them the policies and the procedures and things like that. But they're going to come to you with a stronger purpose and more meaning in what they want to do in life. and it goes beyond just simply making a dollar. There's nothing wrong with it. We talk about, you know, producing good goods that are good for people to use, producing a good work environment where people can go and they're safe and secure. But then we want to do good with our wealth as well. And so that's what we mean by when we talk force of good, the business is a force of good. Pope Francis has said that the business is a noble vocation. And what creates that as a noble vocation is making sure that you give back to the communities that you serve in. And so that's really what we're all about is helping our students understand, particularly with our servant leadership, is that there's a need for you to give. You need to serve first, and the leadership will come along after that.
Well, one of the things obviously you have is a private college and being a faith-based university, Catholic university as it is. Obviously, you got a lot of Protestants out there, and as well as Catholics. And the idea with it is you have a lot more freedom in relation to, the early church, the Catholic faith, the Protestant faith, people using the Bible or whatever they're using as a form of means of study that you probably don't get on the public universities where maybe there's more antagonism towards that. And so I appreciate your and applaud your the university's effort to move people more towards a virtuous business model. So I appreciate that. And talk to me a little bit about how that can be incorporated into a student that's thinking, or even an adult who's thinking of a second career, as we have re-education now and people transitioning to different jobs. How does that play out in UMary?
Yeah, it's absolutely essential. I mean, they get that foundational knowledge. They come in, we always say they come in with some good, strong moral values. And our role is to not diminish those in any way. So we want to make sure that we're providing them with not only the skill sets that they need, technical training that they need to be successful, but again, providing them with the good, strong moral values that the businesses are craving and that our business community craves as well. We continue to see unethical decisions being made constantly in the business world. And so we want to make a small dent into that from our student base. And so students coming back to complete a degree, we absolutely incorporate that into our setting. So we talk about those things in terms of the cardinal virtues. We talk about prudent decision making. We talk about how humility comes into play and how we are all created for greatness. And our role is to make sure that we get all of those passions or people in their areas of passion so that they're much more successful and not just taking a job. So it's incorporated throughout all of the curriculum. And again, it isn't just, you know, taken care of in theology or philosophy. It's embedded in those curriculums, but they're also reemphasized in a business setting. And we show them how that can be used in a business curriculum by bringing individuals in that are using these skill sets and these values in their own businesses.
Carl, my wife's favorite is Pope Benedict, so she was always quoting him to me, and she's got every encyclical he ever did, and Caritas and Veritas is one of them that she refers to many, many times. And I recall Pope Benedict and her talked about when developing countries really receive and allow people to receive knowledge and skills to become producers and compete in the marketplace, that those incentives when people work for themselves and be able to have the fruit, enjoy the benefit of the fruit of their labor. You know, it lifts everybody up and it helps lift up human dignity. So when I always struggle when we go from when people equate virtue, they always kind of go to poverty. They go to, you got to give it all away. You got to be more generous. And with capitalism so often, we find out at universities they preach greed goes with capitalism as opposed to asking you to be more virtuous, but also recognizing that when people are educated, they develop skills in the marketplace, that it lifts everybody and that helps their human dignity. So I appreciate some of the founding fathers that spoke to that, and as well as the popes as well. So when we come back, we're talking to Carl Sobag. We're going to talk about what's going on at the University of Mary. Carl, stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather Adam is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables. So why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100% in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on the best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Put a bow on it. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heads up, Pizza Corner fans. Last chance to get in on the great December specials at PetroServe USA stores, where Pizza Corner pizza is 2 for $11. What a deal. Pop-Tarts, too. 2 for $1. Why do I love them so much? I love Pop-Tarts. That's really a breakfast of choice. If I'm, you know, not worrying about the waistline, that is. They're just great. They're fabulous. And, of course, that 4 for $4 deal all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. Four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and helping America fuel better. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA near you. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Here's our guest host today, Gary Emina.
Thanks, Scott. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We have Carl Sovag with us, professor, University of Mary. Carl, as we kind of talk a little bit about University of Mary and what's going on, I mean, you're doing a lot of integrating local business leaders, political leaders, chamber people involved in the program to help your students interact with leaders from within the community and state. Talk to us a little bit about it for listeners that would see how they could see that as an advantage helping them as they look to you and Mary to make a decision to get an MBA there.
Well, sure. And one of the things you talked about, the 15,000, or there was an ad that Scott was talking about, 15,000 in nursing. We also are offering that 15,000 MBA. And so there's a way for students who want to come back and get their MBA. We have that degree completion. But yeah, there's tons of different things that we're offering here. Our Lunch and Learns have brought in some great people. Steve Shields was in to talk to us. Admiral Bill Owens was in. The Samaritan's Feet's coming in January. We're talking about bringing on all of our congressional delegation, Heidi Heitkamp and John Hogan and from the Senate and Kevin Kramer from the Rep, and bring them in for a panel for our students. We probably in North Dakota, we provide, I mean, our students have had access to our governors and lieutenant governors. And I know that our current governor is a big proponent of entrepreneurship and what we're doing at the University of Mary. So we really, you know, we profess a philosophy of experiential education. We require internships of all of our students. So we want to get business leaders into the classroom. We want to get our students out of the classroom and into businesses so they can see how things work in a rural world. Monsignor always talks to us about, you know, not just talking about the real world experiences, but immersing our students into those real world experiences. And so we have tons of different opportunities for our students to be engaged in.
Carl, my son Austin happens to be at the University of North Dakota, involved in the entrepreneur program, part of a great group called Dakota Venture, which is managing resources, private equity money. And Austin, maybe you had a question for Carl about, and maybe there's some insight, a question if they're providing something like that at U of Mary, or might be some tip on some things on that.
Yeah, no, like Gary mentioned, I'm part of Dakota Venture Group, which is a venture capital angel investment group. We manage over $1.9 million. Carl, my kind of question for you is, you know, is there any leadership positions for students on campus and any active involvement, not necessarily in someone else's business, but an opportunity for these students to go out and kind of start their own venture at all?
Oh, absolutely. We have, well, number one, we do have a University of Mary investment club. We actually invest money from the University of Mary. We have outperformed the S&P for, I think it's about 16 quarters now. And so the students, that's all student-led and student-run. And so they do get that opportunity. And again, it's real money. The university has allowed them to take that on, which is a big responsibility. But they're also saying that with that responsibility comes some great results. And so they're talking about investing even more. So that's a great opportunity there. We have a great partnership with the Idea Center. Again, I was a co-founder of that with Dewey Teets. And we wanted to make sure that our students always had the opportunity, that they have a passion to start their own business or just see what it would be like, or even just to be an entrepreneur, understanding business in a better way. They have opportunities to do that. All of our programs, all of my programs are project-based. So all my students work with community partners. We call them community partners. So like last semester, all of my marketing students did a marketing plan, for example, worked with 10 different businesses and created marketing plans for these. This semester, I'll have a marketing research class. So all of my students will work with community partners to do some marketing research. I know one of those is a Bismarck co-op that we want to work with the co-op to help them in determining how they can reach the community in a little bit better way. So, yeah, students have a variety of different options in which they can become a part of. We're having a TEDx that comes up, again, all student-led, student-run, March 22nd, and it's on challenging the status quo. So we're going to have speakers that have challenged the status quo and either had successes or had failures, but our students are going to be able to learn from those. And again, they're the ones that are curating these speakers and bringing them in. So, tons of different opportunities.
That's fabulous, Carl. Having your students involved in the community and other local businesses is a fabulous question. We got down to about the last 30 seconds of the segment. What do you want the listeners to know about the Gary Thurlson School of Business and U of Mary?
You know, we're an experiential, virtuous leadership, servant leadership organization, and we really practice that particular aspect. And you were talking about Pope Benedict. And one of the things, and I write about virtuous capitalism all the time. I'll be doing some researching on that the rest of this 2017. But one of the things is just, and you put it into that light, you know, we never doubt the virtues that we go through. We always doubt our vices. We always regret our vices. And so if we can, you know, start having people understand virtuous capitalism can exist. You know, Gary Tharaldson's School of Business is all about the virtuous leadership aspect. Whether you're going to complete your degree, you want to come in for our Master's in Public Administration,
Carl,
our Construction Management, Computer Sciences,
you.
Whatever, we have it.
Carl, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it from the University of Mary.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hibben. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Hero, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc grippers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.